Good morning, Cody Shambo here with you, and I am joined by Nick Gilbert, the Prairie du Chien street superintendent. I don't know what your exact title is, Nick, but you're a guy in charge of a lot of things here in Prairie du Chien.
Correct, yep.
Yes, so we are talking about the compost and brush site for this year and the opening and what the hours will be.
So the compost site currently is open for the season now. With this nicer weather we've had the last couple of weeks, we decided to open it early as we got quite a few requests for it. The brush site, however, will not be open until the first day will be April 7th. Just a reminder, the first Monday of every month, April through November, will be open from 8 till noon, the first Monday of the month. And then the second and third Saturday of the month, it is open. And before, it used to be April through October. We went to the city council a couple months ago and changed it. So now it's May through September, 8 till noon as well, the second and third Saturday of the month. The reason why we changed it is spring and fall, we do the spring and fall cleanup. So we're ready providing the service to the residents door to door, and it just save you guys a trip from going out there.
And if folks are unfamiliar, the compost and brush site located there east of Marquette Road on Vineyard Road.
Correct. Just before you get to Lovebird Park, just basically right across from Milo's Toy, and you take a left there, and that's where the compost and brush site is located.
And there's some certain rules for the compost site and the brush site, some different things that you're allowed to take out there.
Yes. Yeah, so at the compost site, we just ask that you take just your compost stuff in general, your grass clippings, your leaves during like your spring and fall cleanups that you do, garden waste, corn stalks, flowers. We do not want any kind of lumber thrown in there or brush, big branches like that. That's why we have the brush site, and you got to abide by those rules. There is cameras up there, and if we catch you dumping stuff illegally, you will get a ticket.
And then just some rules as well for the brush site, the amount of loads and trips. I know everybody wants to get their yards cleaned up in a timely fashion, but there are rules and as far as follow those so everybody gets a chance to kind of take care of their yards as well.
Right, yeah, we kind of ask if you could try to keep it to two loads. I understand you might have three loads. That's okay. Just we don't want you to bring in 20 loads out on a Saturday. Try to keep it so we can still burn it like we currently do. And then we ask as well, too, if you have anything larger than 6 inches in diameter, just to delimb that. We actually have a free firewood program out there, so there's a lot of people around the area that like to take firewood for camping or for their wood stove. So we keep that separate and allow the citizens to come and cut that up as well to take.
And then you mentioned following the rules, $500 fine plus cleanup costs can be, that damage to your bank account if you don't follow these rules.
Right. And we're not out there to try to get you in trouble, but just if you abide by the rules, we can keep this open. If people keep breaking the rules, which they've been good this last year, we haven't had as many violators out there, we can keep this service open to the citizens.
For more information, folks can call the street department at 608-326-2525. Nick, anything else that we need to cover with this?
Nope, that should be it.
Awesome. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.